Well, good afternoon, guys. We wanted to be able to get outside today, but the weather didn't cooperate. But we were able to get some good work inside. It was fun to be around our guys and just see them move around. Our draft choices, some of the free agents that we signed, and even some of the guys that are here on a tryout basis. I thought they really handled themselves well. They got in last night. We had a chance to meet with them, took them through how we want to practice, how we want to get certain things done, and to see them move around the way they did today, I mean, it was good. I mean, there are a lot of guys here that will be able to help our football team based on, you know, what we saw in that first practice. And, you know, we get them again this afternoon and twice tomorrow, and then we'll come back and finish on Sunday. But so far from what I've seen, there are no throwaways in this group. It's a good group all the way around. So,
what do you look for the guys that are free agents that just, you know, they only get a small window of time to splash? What do they have to do to get an invite back?
We talked to him about that last night, Mike. For some of those guys, you're right. It's just a small window. They've got to jump out, you know, early and fast. And probably the way they handle themselves in the meetings, that makes a difference. And then if they can carry some of the things they grasp in the meetings to the field, and they need to make a play, and they need to do something that the coaches will look at and go, wow, I mean, that guy, he caught my eye. So you got to find a way to make a play, whether you're on offense, defense, whether you're doing something on special teams as well. So it's a tall task, but it happens. I mean, Marcus Shirelles is a great example of it, you know, a few years ago. So it can happen.
You guys were zeroing in on Patterson in the draft process. What types of things did you really want to see and know and get drill a little deeper on as you were evaluating him?
Well, you always want to know, you know, how important football is to a guy when you're thinking about taking him early in the draft, like we were with CP. And once you find out that he loves the game and has a passion for it, then you want to find out, you know, how much his capacity for learning is, because that's going to be a big part of a receiver's transition to the NFL. The talent was obvious on tape, and then you know, of course, that he has to be the right character guy as well. So combine the talent, having the character, then the passion for the game and the learning, and, you know, it was obvious for us. If we had a chance to get him, he'd fit into what we're trying to get done.
Is there a certain thing that sold you, a certain conversation with him that sold you on his passion for the game and his capacity to learn it?
You know, just when I heard his story, when we were at the combine the first time I met him, and I listened to him talk about his relationship with his mom and what it was like growing up, and hearing his transition from high school to some other school that really, I guess, turned out not to be a school, and then going on to the junior college, just hearing him talk about some of the things he had gone through to get to where he is now. You know, you get a feel that this guy has a purpose. He understands what's important. Just hearing the story kind of convinced me he'd be a good fit for us.
Was it hard to do research on him? Because just because he didn't spend a lot of time at the University of Tennessee and bounced around from place to place, I know some teams felt like it's maybe a little hard because there weren't all that many people who really knew him that well.
Yeah, well, Albert, you know, between our, you know, Rick and our scouts and what our coaches did in the offseason when we began to learn more about him, I felt like we really vetted him, you know, well. We had a good understanding of who he was and understood his background, how he had gotten to Tennessee. We didn't feel like we left any stones unturned. You know, we went all the way back to high school and talked to a lot of different people, and, you know, we felt pretty good about making the choice.
What side would be, do you think he'll benefit from having that stability for the first time in a while, where maybe he knows I'm going to be here for a while?
No question. I mean, we took that into you know, some of the evaluation as well. The fact that he had been to a number of different places in a short period of time, that once we got him into our building and really began to lay a foundation with him, that would benefit him versus, you know, all the moving around that he's done over the last few years. So that was definitely a part of the evaluation.
Rick really talked about having a specific plan.
It's similar to, you know, what we have to do with all young receivers and what most teams have to do with young receivers in our league. It's just so few of those guys that come in and make an impact early on at the wide receiver position. And, you know, we'll have to make sure he gets indoctrinated early, just like we're doing now, into our offense, and just finding out what's the best way that he learns and what do we have to do to make sure he has a chance to make a contribution in his first year. And the obvious for him is the fact that he's a good returner. But he's a tremendous player with the ball in his hands, so we got to figure out ways to get the ball in his hands and also do what we got to do offensively to include him in what we're doing. And we think we have a pretty good plan to get that done.
Is there much more you have to teach on the return side, or is that a skill that It just comes more naturally than.
Dave, some of it is skill, but also there's some things that can be taught. We saw some things today, even in catching punts, that we know we can help him with when it comes to judging the ball, getting under the ball, protecting the ball. He's done so much off of natural ability. There are definitely some things that we can help him improve on as a receiver, obviously, and even as a returner.
Will he move around at all, or do you kind of look for him to zero into that split end position and learn that before you move him around the formation?
I think early on, you know, the mindset is put him in one spot, let him learn that spot, and then eventually grow it a little bit, but just get him settled to begin with.
Ways to do that in the early going as he kind of learns more of those complex items?
Yeah, you know, we talked about some things prior to the draft, you know, some ways that we could get him to football early on. So we do have some ideas and some ways we want to use him early.
With the punter you guys took in round five, what do you look for this weekend specifically as you're just trying to get comfortable with the guy?
You just want to make sure that he handles some of the situations we're going to put him in. You know, Mike Prefer and some of our other people took him down to the dome today to kick, and you know, just want to put him in different situations and see how he responds.
Similar to what you looked at with Blair a year ago, where you're just kind of getting a feel for how he handles the moment?
Very similar. You know, similar process, although a little different position. But, yeah, try to test him a little bit and see how he handles certain things.
As Sharif Floyd gets adjusted to the NFL game, what are sort of the hallmarks of his game that he can lean on and be able to make an immediate impact for you?
Probably starting off, Tom, his effort should always be there, and I think it will be. He's one of those guys who plays with a high motor at all times, and that's going to give him an advantage as he learns the game and begins to understand blocking schemes. The fact that he just goes 100 miles per hour with his quickness, his athleticism, his power, as long as he's doing that, you know, the other things will come. They'll be able to react to certain blocks and understand blocking schemes, but his tempo should help him early on.
Has the fact that he's moved around so much, has that in any way stunted his growth in the pass rushing game, whereas guys who have hunkered down for 3 years inside, they might have a little bit better feel for it?
Yes and no. We see it as a positive because we do some things in third downs where we move guys around a little bit, and we liked his versatility and the fact that he's played multiple positions on the defensive line. So we see it as a plus. And on the other side of that, you know, maybe the fact that he didn't just root at one position, it could have slowed him a little bit, but not so much for us. We like the fact that he's played multiple positions.
Would there be any scenario in which you'd use him at end? Could he play end in your scheme?
I wouldn't say no, but that's not why we drafted him. But the fact that he's done it and has some success, it's always a possibility.
What do you tell these guys now, Leslie, after you let them go this weekend and there's this long, until they're out of school and all that before you can see them again? What can they do to get better in between, or what message do you leave them?
We had our strength coach to talk to him last night, Mike, about the transition from this weekend to going back home and then having to come back on, I think they'll be back on May 13th. What they need to do from a conditioning standpoint, a lot of the guys that we drafted, they've been on the circuit, going out visiting teams, eating the dinners, and not so much from a conditioning standpoint. So they need to get back into football shape. I mean, when they were training for the combine, to be able to run these 40s, do these vertical jumps. Well, now all that's behind them. So we wanted to kind of bring them back to the football training aspect, and that's what we talked to them about last night. And we're introducing them to that this weekend. Then they need to continue it, because when they come back, that's exactly how we're going to approach it.
You guys brought in Deron Carter. What do you see in him?
Well, he's got great size. I mean, that sticks out, has good hands, and moves well. So, we'll see how he does throughout this weekend. He had a good first practice, so we'll see what he does throughout the rest of the weekend.
Les, is Xavier more ready-made for the NFL based on his skill set and his position?
I think so, Mark. When you look at the way teams are drafting receivers now, trying to get these big receivers across the league, and particularly in our division, with his skill set, you would think it'll be a good match. He did some things today in his first practice that really, opened your eyes. So I think he has the game that fits what the league is becoming. Now it's a matter of how fast does he mature and how confident can he be when he lines up in that first ball game.
With the adjustment for the receivers, a cornerback, not as much of an adjustment for the NFL?
Oh, there's an adjustment, yeah, because you face great receivers every weekend, and that's not always the case. Schematically, that won't be a big adjustment for them. They play similar defenses to what we do here. That part won't be so much of an adjustment, and it usually isn't. It's more the personnel adjustment and handling some of the different game plans that you're going to see, you know, week to week. We don't play the same defense 16 weeks in a row. It's a little bit different than what you see sometimes in college.
Aaron Henderson told us a couple of days ago that he's bulking up to play the mic. Is he plan A at that position right now?
We've been talking about it. You know, we want to take a look at some things in this mini camp, and you know, we'll probably make a decision here after we get done and just talk about some things. But he's definitely in the conversation.
Who else is in that conversation? How else does that conversation shake out?
Well, Audie Cole is a part of that as well. Tyrone McKenzie is one of the guys we'll take a look at, and then Michael Monte, the guy that we drafted as well. So we got some options, and but Aaron is definitely one of those guys we're talking about.
How much does that put Monte behind the fact that best case scenario he's back for training camp?
Well, he's no question behind as a rookie to miss all the reps that he's going to miss between now and training camp. I mean, it makes it tough, but he's capable of catching up. I mean, he'll have to, but he's definitely going to be behind when we get to training camp.
Time for two more.
What would be your top options on the weak side if you end up moving Aaron over?
Well, we still have, you know, Marvin Mitchell, who's coming back. We drafted Gerald. I mean, he's a candidate as well. And we have a couple of guys there who could possibly do it. McKenzie could do it if it doesn't work out for him at Mike. So we have some options if we have to go in that direction.
With that punter position, what more do you want out of that position than maybe you got a year ago?
There's some things that, you know, we want to take a look at, you know, with Jeff and just see if he's capable of getting certain things accomplished that we'd like to see happen. I don't want to be too specific. But there's some things we want to be able to look at with him and just see if he can get them done. All right. Thanks, guys. All right.